This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Welcome to this edition of E911 Talk with your host, Mark Fletcher, product line manager for emergency services at Avaya. Now, here's Fletch.
Hey, it's Fletcher. We're live in Riga, Latvia at the ENA European Union Emergency Services Workshop 2013. And I'm sitting down with Phil Kidner, who is chief executive of the Tetra Critical Communications Association, or the TCCA. Welcome to the podcast, Phil.
Hello, Mark.
What is Tetra? Let's explain that right off the bat.
Okay, well, Tetra is the communication standard for mobile digital radio, for primarily in Europe, for critical communications users, so the police, fire, ambulance, and others.
And you're a user group association that supports that?
Yeah, we're the association, so we have members who are manufacturers, we have members who provide applications over Tetra, we have members who are operators and users, so the whole spectrum.
So why are you here at this conference? What brings you out to this?
Well, Tetra's part of the communications loop between the member of the public through to the emergency services and back again.
Right.
And Tetra is the mobile bit of that, if you like, between the PSAP and the officer, and to a lesser extent between the officer and the public.
So with next generation 911 in the States and obviously next generation 112 here in the European Union, that critical data layer is going to be important in getting that information out.
Yeah, Tetra is already a voice and data network. It's a voice and narrow band data network.
Mm-hmm.
There's the option to upgrade it to a voice plus wideband data network. And we're also working on how Tetra will integrate with broadband as we move into the broadband era. So we're developing that as we go.
So let me give you a quick challenge. Explain narrowband, wideband, and broadband.
Okay, well, narrowband is what we have today, which allows a PSAP to say to an officer on the street, either by voice or data or both, go to 123 High Street, there's a fight or there's a burglary. So you can do that on narrowband. We can also send still images, but they take a little while to get through the system. With wideband, it would make it easier to do all of those things, certainly for images and to a certain extent some video. It will allow that to happen. But if you want to send real video, if you want to send multimedia, then you're in talking about broadband, and that's the world into which we're moving at the moment.
So it's very much like modem speeds of days of old. Do I have a 300 baud modem or a 19.2? And ultimately,
yeah, but it's much sexier today. call it digital now, not modem.
There you go. There you go. In the European Union, who controls all the bandwidth in the frequency arrangements?
Well, in Europe, we're fortunate enough to have had an allocation of spectrum from NATO several years ago in the 380 to 400 UHF band. So all public safety users across Europe use that harmonized piece of spectrum, 2x5 megahertz of spectrum.
So the big question is, when you're going to build out the next generation emergency services network and add the RF piece into that, where is that going to live? Is there a segment of the spectrum carved out?
Well, we're bursting out of 380, 400 as we speak today. So there is no room there. If we're going to go towards broadband, then we either have to go to public offerings or we have to find additional spectrum, probably below 1 gigahertz to make it affordable. Very much like the US has done. The US has found spectrum in 700. That would be ideal for public safety users in Europe. But
we just can't figure out if we're going to sell it or use it.
Well, that's the old age-old question. How do you put a cost on life? How do you put a cost on public safety? National bodies can sell it, national governments can sell it, but they also need to look after their citizens, and we're hoping that that's where we can get the spectrum for public safety users in Europe. And again, if we can get it harmonized, it will make it a lot easier throughout Europe to interoperate. If we can get it harmonized with what's happening in America, it'll make it a lot easier to buy equipment, etc., etc., etc.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest challenges is when a public safety official travels, whether it's to another county, another state, another country, or even internationally across the pond. Radio technology is just very disparate right now.
Yeah, indeed. And Europe is actually, in the scheme of things, Europe is small. But there's 27 different member states.
Right.
So we want to be able to move between member states and use your same equipment wherever you are in Europe.
For more information, where can we find TCCA on the web?
Yeah, if you go to www.tandcca.com, then you'll find us.
Right, so that's www.tandcca.com. Great.
Yeah. Or ask me. You know, my contact details are on the web. Please feel free to drop me an email.
Excellent. Fantastic. Phil Kidner, Chief Executive with the Tetra Critical Communications Association, making Next Generation 112 a more reality for folks over here in Europe. Thanks for joining me today. It's been great.
Thanks, Mark.
You've been listening to the E911 Talk Podcast with your host, Mark Fletcher, Product Line Manager for Emergency Services at Avaya. E911 Talk is a weekly podcast available on sites like this, as well as iTunes, and is available free of charge. If you have any comments or questions, you can email Fletch at FletcherM@Avaya.com. That's Fletcher, the letter M, at Avaya.com. Be sure to listen in next week for more informative topics on E911. This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN.